Good afternoon, the exotic set. This is Emily. Oh, hello. No worries. I'll just get them for you. All good.
Hey, Mum. Yeah, her feces, she stopped bleeding inside. Feces are normal, which is good. And her, yeah, crop's moving through. It's not sort of normal pace, but it's definitely moving through, which is good. And I think in general, like, she just looks a little bit brighter. But be interested to see what her weight is tomorrow. I've been feeding her with, like, crop feeding today. So hopefully she picks up tomorrow. But like, you know, I wouldn't say it's going to be the end of it yet, but we just need to eat by herself and get the crop moving, really. But, oh, well, she'd have, like, she's got probably a huge gastric ulcer, Mum. She's probably just got ileus from the extreme pain inside, for sure. And certainly sometimes when they have these chronic fungal infections in the stomach, it can actually, like, form scar tissue, and the tissue itself loses its function if it's chronically inflamed as well. So some of them I have seen where they've lost, like, bowel function pretty much. But I think, like, that's probably the most common thing. I guess, you know, even our age, she could have something else inside, or cancer. Sometimes we see gastric cancer as well, like weird stuff like that. But I'm hoping that if we can nurse her through and treat her with amphotericin for what she probably has, we don't have to do all those extra sort of blood tests and x-rays and things, because that's where it obviously gets really expensive. So it's still tomorrow with the meds. It's about $410 for all the meds and the hospitalization fees and things. And then I'll just take it home with me, and I'll just do the meds at home on Saturday Sunday, Monday. It'll be fun. If she's well enough, I'll have all the stuff with me. But I think just some more time. We'll see. Yeah, she's on some pain relief too. There you go. Well, I just had her in the weigh box. So I was just seeing what he'd do when she was out. So I just thought I'd send it. He's crunk. He's just so. Yeah. That's right. But yeah, only just, like, that's the only time they've been apart is when we can take her out for her meds, and that's it. That's what he's been doing. Oh, yes. I think he's annoying the hell out of her, honestly. I think she just wants to piss him off, but that's all right. I mean, I think it's nice. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's all. Yeah, but I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. I'll check her weight and stuff. Hopefully it's up. But that's it. Like, yeah, some of them don't get better. But we've, like, she's improved before, you know, with the fungus and stuff. She didn't really have the signs back then, but I think that's probably what it's going to be. We're seeing all of them coming back in right now with it. I think there's something happening, you know, where they're molting, or there's something underlying. Usually is what happens. Yeah, there's no more internal bleeding, it looks like. So I think hopefully we got on top of the ulcer and it's coated and stopped bleeding, for sure. So that's good. Yeah. It's alright. So she's just a little heated cage with Bingo. She's honestly just sitting there, and, you know, she's coming up to the front of the cage sometimes, and she's been up on the perch today, which is good. I think, you know, steps. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. We'll see what happens, though. But I think just going to take a little bit of time if it's just going to be the infection. But well, there's just a few more things we got to jump through with their weight and stuff. So we'll see. Yeah, well, that's it. If she just doesn't come good after a few days with this, there's obviously it's either too bad or there's something else that's going on that's really sort of started, and that is what we see sometimes is the macro rhabdus will proliferate when they're having sort of like some sort of primary problem.
Yeah,
so it is possible, but I can't really see much on the exam, but that's all right. Cool. All right, well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay. Definitely. Yeah, I'll take her home on Sunday and Monday. It'll be fun. Cool. Yeah, I figure. All good. That's all good. I've got a spare room. So I'll just close the door. It'll be fun. But we'll just see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Okay, all right, we'll see you guys. Okay, bye-bye.